Recognizing awareness. Just that simple. Knowing that we're aware. Receiving and allowing. What is here? Honoring, respecting what is here. And at times we do check in how we are in relationship to the experience or in relationship to the practice. Checking the attitude, as Sayadaw says. Now we might have a kind of tendency to almost assume that some form of greed or aversion or delusion would be there. And they can be, often they can be, even just subtle or obvious forms of wanting, or just maybe a little leaning in, a little excitement or anticipation with the greed, or maybe full-blown craving, wanting. Or with aversion, maybe just a subtle kind of resistance or irritation, or maybe just a not liking. And all the way to full-blown anger, rage, hatred. And so these things can be there when we check the attitude. Or sometimes it might not seem much. Often the greed and aversion attitudes manifest as a form of some kind of a reactive emotion. And it might not feel so much like there's a reactive emotion going on, but it still feels somehow like something feels off. Not quite right, or just not the way they should be, or something. And at those times it can be useful to check in, what is being believed right now? Because delusion often manifests as a form of belief. Believing this thing needs to happen, or this is the way awareness should be, it's not that way. So it doesn't necessarily feel like an emotional response, but more like it's just truth, this is not right. And so sometimes checking if there's some kind of a belief happening. And then there are times when we check the attitude, check the relationship, and maybe it doesn't seem like much is there, or not getting much of a sense of an attitude happening. And that might be that it's just kind of a quiet or subtler form of greed or aversion or delusion. But it also might be, and sometimes we can try this on, maybe it's calm. Maybe it's okayness. Maybe it is the mind allowing experience, this wise attitude, this attitude that can be with whatever is happening without resistance or reactivity. Wise attitude has a number of different flavors, different wholesome flavors of mind. Like curiosity, connection, love, maybe a feeling of intimacy with experience, or maybe compassion, joy. Confidence. We have been spending this time together this week cultivating these wholesome qualities. And in all of you, they are increasing. They are arising more frequently. These beautiful qualities, when we recognize them, take them in with mindfulness. Oh, this is interest. This is the experience of intimacy with relationship. This is equanimity. Being mindful of these qualities supports their being nurtured. They will grow with mindfulness. Such a beautiful thing. And so, if you check the attitude, maybe just see a little whiff of allowing or interest or okayness, let yourself acknowledge it. Take it in. What's that like? It's arising. It's worth being known. And the very natural way that mindfulness works. That will strengthen. When joy arises, let yourself know it. intimacy with joy. When confidence arises, let yourself know it. Intimacy with confidence. Might feel like love, compassion, peace. Some of these wholesome states are on the subtle side in a way. We don't usually attune to them. We are more attuned to the things we like and don't like. And not so much this place of no problem. And this is kind of that flavor of those moments Alexis was talking about last night. Moments where greed, aversion, and delusion have, if not completely fallen away, at least dramatically receded. And as Buddhadasa Bhikkhu said, you know, we tend to miss them. We tend to not notice them because we're more attuned to other things. And yet they're there. And so with our mindfulness strengthening, we have more opportunity to notice and appreciate those moments. Moments of non-greed, non-aversion, non-delusion, but which feel like love and joy, compassion, peace. And celebrate. Celebrate that.